President Trump said today he wants to do something about the separation of migrant children from their parents, but his administration's policy has already had a very real, some would say lasting, impact on the children who have been through it. Dr. Tara Newbrand has seen it firsthand. She's a pediatrician in Denver, Colorado, and has treated several children whom she believes were separated from their families at the U.S. border.
The first one of these kids I took care of was a little boy from Guatemala.
That little boy, she told us, was between 1 and 2 years old. He's among that small percentage of children we told you about earlier on the show who were put in foster care after being separated from their families. And recently, when that little boy seemed to be coming down with a minor illness, his foster mother brought him to the hospital where Dr. Newbrand works.
In trying to examine him, I noticed that he was very, very, very unusually clingy and physically attached to his foster mother. So much so that she could not put him down. He would not let me examine him easily. And so I asked her a little bit more about if this was going on at home too. And she told me that he had just arrived to her house within the past couple of weeks. And he was like this all the time. 100% of the time, he absolutely would not allow her to put him down. And she got very teary in talking to me, and she said, "I'm just trying not to ruin his life. I'm just trying not to ruin his life." As she told me that he yelled out every day for his papa, 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 and she couldn't tell him anything about where his papa was or when he might be able to see him again.
When did this parent start fostering this child? And when was the child separated from their dad at the border?
So I saw them in May, and they told me that this child had come into their home within 2 weeks prior to that. They didn't actually have any information at all on when the child had been separated, where the father was, if the child was going to have any kind of visitation with the father, any kind of contact, any plans for reunification at all. They didn't know any of that information.
How many other children have you treated in recent weeks, children that you're certain have been separated from their parents?
I have seen three, and all three of the children that I saw were between 1 and 2. That was their age range. And toddlers, you know, even when they come to the emergency room, they run around, they play, they climb on the bed, they jump off the bed, they play with the toys on the walls. And all of these kids were just clutching their foster mothers. Another one of the children that I saw, the little girl, was also clutching tightly to her foster mother as the first one had been. And the foster mother asked me, you know, if I had any suggestions about how she could bathe her properly. She couldn't put her in the bathtub safely because the child would scream and yell every single time she tried to put her down. And she told me that normally she would, with her biological children, she would just get into the bathtub with the child. But as a foster parent, that's not something that she was allowed to do. So she didn't know what to do for just, you know, a basic hygiene issue for this kid.
Even though she had been experienced as a foster parent for many years.
Right, right. I mean, she did, you know, she was doing the best she could. She was giving the child sponge baths, you know, those types of things.
Yeah.
But she asked me if I had suggestions, and I didn't. I did not have any idea what to tell her.
So not being able to give any advice to that mother about how to bathe her kid, I mean, how did that make you feel as a doctor? I mean, a lot of people turn to doctors because you have the answers.
Yeah, it was awful. I advocate for kids. That is my only job. I do not have another job. And it was really hard. I really had nothing I could give these families to make this better for them.
So surely you're seeing the news. You know that there are lots of kids, 2,000 plus now, who've been separated from their parents since May. What is your biggest concern as a pediatrician, like short-term and long-term impacts?
Well, my biggest concern is that the separation that these kids are going through is going to cause them really significant trauma, and it's going to cause them lifelong health problems. As a medical professional, I'm particularly concerned that when these children are entering, at least the ones that I have seen, the families are not being given any information on the child's medical background, family history, allergies, immunization history. And that's a dangerous thing for kids. I also am very worried that the children and the foster families who seem to be taking care of them don't seem to have any information on any sort of process for reunification with their biological families. It makes it very hard for them to counsel these kids and comfort them through what is a really emotionally difficult time, because they can't tell the kids where the end point is.
That's Dr. Tara Newbrand. She's a pediatrician in Denver, Colorado. She spoke with us earlier today before we got word about President Trump's executive order on migrant family detention policy.